to identify what they already have. There's a difference between picking teams and building teams. You don't always get to pick your team. You have a choice either to build the team you have been given or complain about how you don't have the team you should have. Remember, this is your team. Start there. Support who you are, not who you are not. I not only write cards, but I also send multiple emails to recognize a job well done or as encouragement while they are working on a project. We remember birthdays with cards and parties to celebrate their day. We give what we call take-homes. They are usually some kind of object lesson or faith objective to help them build their personal life. The dream cards are one example of a take-home that we might give to leaders. Another example would be when we give parents a large Kids Life coin to carry wherever they are that reminds them of the value of their family. We have written monthly devotionals for our staff about issues leaders go through in everyday life. Other ways we support them is that we make these available both on our website and on CDs so they can listen to them in their car. The second stroke. Verbal words of encouragement. Verbal encouragement is most powerful when it is authentic and consistent. You can't be an in and out encourager. Some leaders will only speak into people's lives at the big moments. They are only looking at the Super Bowl moments, not the practice moments that get you to the big game. Sometimes we're so busy looking for the big things in life that we forget that the little moments count. A quarterback has to slow down the action on the field to make sure he makes an accurate pass. Great leaders value the opportunities that most leaders will miss. What others may view as insignificant, vertical leaders see as essential. It is hard for me to touch base with all of our paid staff and volunteer team all the time. What I do, though, is walk through Kids Life and the youth department every week to say hello and encourage my team so that I can make a connection with them on a consistent basis. Do I have to do it? Not necessarily. But what a huge difference it can make to do what you don't have to do. Team builders teach your team through example. If I'm in my...